It's a great joy to gather here at the House of Torah in Miami Beach in order to celebrate with our dear friend Reb Yehuda at his Ofra. We send our deepest wishes that this festive occasion be an hatchalah, should be a precursor for many more joyful celebrations within our community, spreading happiness among us and throughout the entire Am Yisrael, Achenu Kol Bet Yisrael, blessing each and every one of us with enduring joy and unity. And now I want to just share a short Dvar Torah to the Olam, one that I believe will provide us with a profound insight into Avodat Hashem. At the end of last week's parasha, Parashat Shmini, the Torah begins its treatment of the laws of purity. These laws, which we call Hilchot Tumah V'Tahara, are continued in this week's parasha, Parashat Tazria. The parasha teaches about the impurity that arises from a disease called Tzara'at. What is Tzara'at? Tzara'at is a supernatural affliction that the Torah tells us can affect people, garments, and homes. If these patches appear on a person's skin, or they show up on a person's house or on his clothing, the affliction must be shown to a Kohen, and he judges it, he classifies it based on the presence and the absence of various symptoms, and then he could pronounce this afflicted individual as a tahor or tameh, pure or impure. Now, the Torah tells us that this impurity has very important consequences. A person who's afflicted with tzara'at, or this metzorah, he has to leave the camp, he has to leave the city, and he has to dwell alone. And this affected area or a garment, if you have an affected area or a garment or a home, right, the home that gets tzara'at has to be removed. And if the tzara'at comes back, the Torah tells us the entire garment or home must be destroyed. At the start of next week's portion, Parashat Metzorah, the Torah will outline the procedures that the Metzorah has to do in order to purify himself once the affliction is healed. The Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tetzvav Amud Bet, teaches that the tzara'at afflictions are visited upon those who speak Lashon Hara. They speak destructive forms of communication. And Rambam in Hilchot Tumat HaTzara'at writes that these afflictions are divine punishments for selfish behavior, for gossip. And Hashem, Berov Rachamav, in His mercy, begins by afflicting the sinner's property. And if he doesn't repent, the consequences of his sin draw even closer to him. They go to his home, they go to his garments, and ultimately, it can affect the person himself as well. But there is another reason given by the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet, for the tzara'at on the house, Nig'e Batim. The verse describes the owner of the house as Asher Lo Habayit, the one to whom the house belongs. His sin, says the Gemara, is the selfish feeling that the house is his, and he's not obligated to share his blessings with anyone else. Such a homeowner, says the Gemara, will find that Hashem has his ways of showing the world that the bounty that he shared with him, and that he's stingy, he doesn't want to share with everyone else. By striking this metzorah with tzara'at, Hashem forces him to remove his belongings so everyone can see what he owns and how thoughtless this person is. While the Torah introduces the laws of tzara'at on the houses, the verse says, V'idaber Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron le'mor. Ki tavou el eretz kenan asher ani noten lachem le'achuza v'natati nega tzara'at bebet eretz achuzatchem. Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron that when Klal Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael, the land of Kenaan that I give you as a possession, I will place the tzara'at affliction upon the houses. So, the question is obvious. The verse, the pasuk, seems to imply that the very entry into the land of Eretz Yisrael would bring this affliction into the homes of Klal Yisrael. Why was this so? So Rashi explains, quoting the Sifra, that when the Kenaanim inhabited Eretz Yisrael, and they saw that Klal Yisrael is coming to take over their land, what they did was they hid their valuables in the walls of the homes. To enable the Jewish owners of these houses to recover this wealth, Hashem placed an affliction on the part of the wall where the treasure was concealed, so that these offending stones would be removed, and Klal Yisrael would be able to reveal the treasure. So now Sfat Emet is perplexed by this midrash. Why did Hashem find it necessary to use tzara'at to reward Klal Yisrael with this wealth? And also, why would it have to come in this weird way? Couldn't he have not just prevented the Kenaanim from concealing their treasures in the first place? And additionally, why were these sinners lucky to receive such reward? Choten iskar, the sinner receives a reward. What's the pshat over here? The Zohar seems to answer this question. This reward was uniquely directed in Achinami only to sinners, who their home got the tzara'at. This sinner, when he sees such clear evidence of Hashem's retribution for his sin, and he goes ahead and he follows Hashem's instruction to the letter. He clears his home. He demolishes it. There's a great cost behind this. There's great bushot. There's great embarrassment. He does this and then he discovers a reward. through this process, what Hashem wants to teach us is that a sinner or anyone else who follows His word, if someone follows Hashem's mitzvot, even if it's hard and even if it's embarrassing, even if it's painful, that His world will, that His word, Hashem's word, will never fail them, and this would cause them to renew their resolve and their commitment to Avodat Hashem. This lesson is really a line in Midrash Rabbah, Midrash Devarim. It says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Banai Shim'uli, my children, Kal Yisrael, listen to me, follow my Torah, follow my mitzvot. She'en Adam Shomer Ali Umafsid. There is no such a thing as someone who follows Hashem, who follows Hashem's mitzvot and loses out. And this is a great and a very important lesson for us all. Hashem is always seeking out our benefit. And even if we fail and we sin, we can find reward in once again submitting to His will. And that is the lesson of the treasure that Hashem allows that who gets the Nigei Batim to discover. Shabbat Shalom.